What a superb night of harness racing we've got coming up on Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. It's the Cordina Farms Chariots of Fire. It's the Kiwis against the locals. Mick Gurin is joining us from Harness Racing New South Wales. Mick, what a race we've got Saturday night.
Andrew, it's become one of the most important races on the Australasian harness racing calendar because it's sort of the doorstep to greatness. In recent years, we think of some of the horses who have contested the Chariots of Fire, which is for the four-year-olds over the mile. And not only have they gone on to be huge factors in races like the Miracle Mile, but they've tended to go on to be Cups winners further down the line. In recent years, Have Faith in Me won this race, then came out and beat Lenny the Shark in the Miracle Mile 2 weeks later in what was then Australasian record time. The year after, Lazarus won this race. Only finished third in a Miracle Mile. The Miracle Mile was never his type of race. And then last year, Jillaby Kung Fu won this race and was beaten a nose in the Miracle Mile at 146.9. So, Andrew, it's sort of a race which 5 years ago was a good race. Now I think has become probably in the top five most important harness races in Australia every year.
It certainly has, and the impact, you know, the all-star team, as we know, with Chase Auckland, you've got the pace of Pickard as well. I mean, it just looks to be a really strong pace race.
Look, it does. I think Pickard will lead from barrier two. Kevin Pizzuto's horses are naturally high gate speed horses, and while he was slightly disappointing in the Newcastle Mile last week, I think we're willing to forgive any horse who failed at Newcastle because it was very, very weak. And I don't think it suited all horses. So from barrier two, I think you'll lead. And that puts Chase Auckland at best in the trail. Now, the money's come from tab.com.au. All the punters have come for the $2.80 they put up for Chase Auckland. He's in the 250. Andrew, I think he can win, but I'm a little bit reluctant to be taking those sort of odds for a horse who may trail on a track where there's no passing lane. So there's no guarantee he'll get out. Now, you're thinking in a fast run mile, they often do get off the marker pegs if they're stuck in the trail. And I can't see him being better than the trail. But here's the problem for him. We think the horse outside the leader might be Ignatius, the very good Tasmanian / New South Wales pacer. If he's outside Pickard, he won't be stopping. And in fact, he might even pressure Pickard to the point where Pickard stops first. That could be a real problem for Chase Auckland. Andrew, I think this race sets up beautifully for a horse either 1-1 or two back on the outside to swoop. And I think that horse is Poster Boy. He's perfectly timed his run for this. He beat Spankham, who was the Inter-Dominion favourite 2 starts ago under Bonanza at Melton. He had a jog in the park at Melton last week. Chris Alford was very, very confident. Tab gave up to 5.5 for him. I think he'll start closer to 4.8. I think the punters might just migrate away from Chase Auckland and Ignatius. And the money will come for Poster Boy, particularly on Super Tab, because obviously we're going to see a lot of money there with a horse who's Victorian-based. He's been to Menangle before and won the New South Wales Derby. And most importantly, Andrew, he's raced Ignatius twice. He's beaten them home both times.
Do you think Ignatius is back to his true form?
I think he was very good last week. I think Sitting Park, admittedly, Chase Auckland will probably improve on that run too, but I just think he's a very similar horse to Bowtie, his former stablemate, and the fact that the big track suits him. He's a chesty horse. I don't think he was comfortable last year in Victoria when he went to the Breeders' Crown. I think small tracks, as we saw with Bowtie, probably undid him. But back to this sort of form, he's going to go 149 miles run. That's no concern for Ignatius. The problem would be for him if they went 148, and whether he can do that sitting outside the lead, because that's sort of the one place in the race everybody thinks he's going to be. So it's a hard way to win a Chariots of Fire. If he does do this, he is very much the reincarnation of Bowtie, his former stablemate for James Rattray. So what adds to the drama, Andrew, the fact that we do have New Zealand horses, there's three from the All-Stars there, the Victorians, of course, the Tasmanian interest Ignatius, and all the local flavour from New South Wales. I think it's one of the great things about this carnival, Andrew. It brings together a lot of horses who have performed at a very high level over the season and gets them all together in the same place for races like this and the Miracle Mile.
So, Mick, in summary, you think Poster Boy is capable of coming over the top of the horses up on the pace?
Well, I can see him going forward, Andrew, and maybe getting the 1-1 on the back of Ignatius. I just think he's a wonderful bet. I think also Ashley Locas, who I marked around $8, I think he's getting up to $14 with the tab. You know, he's getting to really long odds. So I do think there's a couple of horses here people can back the swoopers. I think Chase Orkin can win, but I think 2.5 is way, way too short, Andrew, for a horse who may trail, and probably not trail a getaway leader, but trail a horse who could be vulnerable at the top of the straight on a track with no passing lane. So I think it's a race where punters can back Poster Boy and maybe even Ashley Locas and hope the speed's on early and the race becomes one for the swoopers, as last year's Miracle Mile did.
Okay, so 8 Poster Boy and 12 Ashley Locas there. The Cordina Farms Chariots of Fire, it'll be run at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, 9:47 on Saturday night. Thanks for your time, Mick. We'll do it again.
Looking forward to it, Andrew.
Mick Guerin joining us with the latest on the big meeting on Saturday night.